Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Hanson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
Boy, has it been warm for the end of March.
Yeah. It's felt more like April. It worries me a little bit that we're going to be in for some unpleasant surprises in April if winter decides to return.
Yeah, we've lost a lot of snow this week. There's still plenty in the hills, but for the end of March, even some of the sugar bushes, you're seeing leaves as opposed to snow around the trees. So yeah, it's been certainly a very warm but also very dry March.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I worried a little bit about things melting too quickly and not getting enough rain. I'm thinking about amphibian season when the salamanders and the frogs leave their overwintering areas and head to the vernal pools for breeding. We want to make sure that things aren't too dry for them because they can't breed successfully if the vernal pools dry up.
Yeah, and the birds are coming back. Song sparrow this week up here on the hill, but I've also been hearing this one at dusk. The woodcock.
Oh, nice. I have not heard one yet. They're here at the Nature Center, too. So you must have a nice field near you, Anson.
Yeah, we got some big fields in front of the house here at the farm, and it's been so warm. I think we talked about killdeers last week, and they've been about hearing occasional bluebirds sing as well. But hearing the woodcock, early in the morning before it's light, but also at dusk.
Yeah, I know if people are looking for woodcock, I've been talking to one of my kids about this. You know, I've told them, well, you know, if you go out during the day, it's just a matter of luck if you stumble upon one. You need to be looking and listening for woodcock in the right habitat at the right time. So, you know, a field, it could be a little brushy. If it's near water or a marshy area, all the better. You have to be listening more at dawn or dusk. If there's a moon, a full moon out, for example, they might be, doing their courtship display later or earlier. It's not a bird you're going to encounter unless you're really lucky in the middle of the day. It's a crepuscular species that you need to make a special effort to look for.
Yeah, and we're listening to the display song here. Quite a display, working its way back to Earth. The wings are twittering about.
It's interesting how they do this. The outer wing feathers vibrate together to make that sound. And then notice how the sound changes. That's when, they kind of get to the apex of their flight as they circle higher and higher. And then they start doing this chirping sound that, no one knows for absolute certain, but we're pretty sure it's a vocal sound as opposed to a mechanical sound made by the wings. But you can hear a difference in that twittering really turns into this chirping as they zigzag back down to the ground.
Would this be the males, or is it both male and female?
If that is the male, Anson, guess what? As we're talking here, there is a Phoebe.
Oh, wow.
I just saw my first Phoebe of the season. And it's funny, it's kind of far away, but the only reason I could tell it was a Phoebe without binoculars was it was bobbing its tail. They do that classic tail bobbing. Anyway.
That would be called breaking news, Chip.
Breaking news. Well, during migration, there is always the potential for breaking news, for sure. Yeah. But, so back to woodcock, yes, that's just the males that do that. The females are evaluating the males as they do this courtship display. as far as I, you know, females do some vocalizations, but I don't think they do that paint even. They make some other vocalizations that I don't think we hear very often, but yet we're listening to the male there.
Good stuff. Talking about the woodcock and also the breaking news of the Phoebe arriving at the North Branch Nature Center in Montpelier. As it becomes light in the morning, you're hearing, you know, the robins are really singing. And over the next month to 6 weeks, really lots of singing in the morning, just courtship, all that good stuff. But the sounds in the morning as the sun comes up are just stunning this time of year.
Yeah, I was thinking about this yesterday morning when I was walking the dog. It's almost like the early spring dawn chorus. It's not quite the same as when the warblers are back, of course, but there is a little bit of a dawn chorus going on. You know, the robins were singing, as you said, and I think I tried counting the number of pairs on my walk, and it's only about a mile walk, but I think there were four pairs of robins, and, you know, the males were singing away. Brown creepers were singing. I love that song. Woodpeckers are drumming. Nuthatches are singing. So, yeah, if you know, it dies down in the later in the morning, in the afternoon, but that first, you know, a few hours of the morning, it's just such a lovely sound to hear the birds starting to declare their territories and do some courtship. So it's a good time of year to get out there and listen to bird sound.
I've been watching my flock of turkeys, and they're beginning to display the males showing off to the females. But early in the morning, we have a pair of barred owls that hoot, and then the turkeys respond to those. So that's kind of an interesting listen. That's early in the morning, usually before it's light just coming up. So it's about maybe 6 o'clock in the morning that starts, but it's still pretty dark. But they're both in the trees up in the sugar bush. Usually starts with the barred owl, and then the turkeys, who are also roosting in the trees, respond.
They get a little nervous, huh?
I think there's something about it. They play off each other, you know, pretty well. Haven't seen the owl, but they're up in the back there. Haven't seen them. They haven't come down to the feeders. Did have a shrike a couple of weeks ago that stopped by the feeder just briefly to scare away some other songbirds.
Yeah.
Still seeing a few red poles. The red poles were here this week.
Yeah, I've noticed a difference this week. I don't know if you've seen this too, but yeah, seeing the red poles, but they're also acting differently. They seem to be flocking even more, big flocks swirling around, and seeing them in more places, more of them. They're singing this kind of sizzling song, if you could call it a song. I don't know, but it just seems to be, I don't know, it's just a hunch that maybe they're on the verge of moving out of here. These are some, like, you know, early migration behaviors as they kind of decide whether or not to move north.
And the others, the last couple of days, had a good flock of juncos as well. They've been, and that's the first time I've seen them this year.
Yeah, yep, same here. They nest around my house in Middlesex, so when I see them, and it's only been a pair, I often wonder if it's the nesting pair we have on the property. But yeah, they're back. I love this time of year. Have I said that before? I mean, it's kind of, you know, today's a grayish day, but I don't know, these early arrivals, do they just, you know, they make early spring just such a fascinating time. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great time of year. Everything's coming alive again, and the light's different, a little bit warmer. We probably got a few more storms in our future, but it's been certainly a rather warm March and very dry. Oh gosh, look at the time. We do have to fly out of here for another weekend. We'll be back next weekend. Until next time, I'm Anson Tebbets.
I'm Chip Darmstadt.
Or the birds.